Yes, I am.
So you have to audition each year? There's no returning veterans? They have to audition just like an athlete?
Yes, yes. So every year it's not guaranteed. You have to just keep working hard every year.
Do you think that's fair to all the cheerleaders that were here last year? Did such a great job, because you guys did. It was fantastic. Do you think that's fair that you have to re-audition?
Absolutely. I think putting everybody in the same position, I think, is fair for everybody, even the returning members. It just makes all of us work a little harder.
Man, how big is the squad?
There were 28 last year, so I'm not sure what it's going to be this year, but we could be growing. Hopefully.
Been through this. What would you say to somebody who's doing this for the first time?
I would say just be yourself. Bring your own attitude and style. And just, honestly, you have to be yourself, because you never know what they like and what they want.
What's your history with dance? Like, how far did you go
back? I've been dancing since I was 5. So I've been dancing a long time. It's in my blood. And I plan to do this for the rest of my life, or as long as I can. Teaching dance and hopefully performing as long as I can.
When you start out, are there minimum requirements for people apply? I mean, you have to have certain qualifications to dance?
Actually, no. I mean, you do have to have some kind of rhythm and be able to keep up with the music and stay positive and have good energy. But honestly, you just have to bring yourself.
I take it you got a day job besides this?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm a dance instructor, and I also work at a craft store.
Did you prepare differently for this year's audition than last year?
A little bit. I mean, I feel like being on the team before, I was able to kind of know the expectations for the team, so I was able to kind of keep up my workouts and continue training. But I would say I approached it a little differently, being a little more confident. Last year, I had no idea what to expect or what they wanted, so I just kind of walked in with open arms. Last year I found out on Facebook, and then friends and family were contacting me saying, you should do it, it's local, why not? And I said, why not?
What's the fan reaction last year like?
You mean like the fans? Oh, I think they loved us, and I love them. Their energy during the games were excellent, and it just made our experience a lot better too with that energy.
Is there any comments about time? I mean, there was a long time when Lions didn't.
Oh, yeah, I've heard it all the time. It's about time there's cheerleaders. And I agree. I mean, we have, you know, your Detroit Pistons and all that, so it's great to have an NFL team with cheerleaders.
What's the mood in that room?
Anxious? It feels a little tense, but you have to actually just go in there and relax. So,
what was it about being a part of the first Detroit Lions cheerleader squad that made you want to come back and do it again?
I just enjoyed the overall experience of everything. Everything was so positive. I could continue my dancing as well as expand ambassador-wise and just personality-wise. I was able to grow and figure out myself. So it was a great positive experience. So I definitely want to continue to do this.
That's about being an ambassador in the community. Expand on that.
Pardon?
About being an ambassador and all of that, as well as, you know, being a cheerleader. Talk about that a little bit.
Well, growing up dancing, I've always had this urge of, you know, wanting the younger kids to kind of look like me or want to be like me. And so I feel like that was a little bit of an impact growing up and then coming onto this. I really wanted to work hard and have people look up to me and be that person that everybody looks up to. So being here and with Rebecca's training and helping us out, it really, I think, helped improve a lot of the way we approach things and how we feel about ourselves. So I think with our personalities as well, we were able to relax a little bit more and just be a likable person for sure. I mean, not that I wasn't a likable person, but you just find yourself to be a little bit more relaxed and more approachable by people.
It's a lot of exposure. Have you been recognized on the street? Have you had people walk up to say hi?
Not really. I mean, I don't think so, but probably, but I haven't had anybody really approach me. A lot of people at my dad's work, definitely, they get a kick out of it, so.
What kind of emotions were you coming with last year when you found out you made it?
I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it. When I got the phone call from Rebecca, I actually asked, like, who is this? Are you sure? I just couldn't believe it. And then as the process happened, it was real. It became real. And it didn't really hit until that first game when we walked out onto that field. Then it was like, you are here. You're a cheerleader. So.
Describe the emotions you had with that.
Last one.
Pardon?
Kind of describe the emotions you had when you walked out on the field for the first time.
Oh, my goodness. Well, at first, I wasn't nervous. And usually I am. But as soon as I walked out there, the energy from the crowd really kind of gave you this energy in your body. And as soon as we hit that ending pose, I love performing, so that was just great energy. But as soon as we hit that ending pose and I felt the energy from the audience, it was the best feeling and experience I've ever had. So it definitely made me want more. So I love it.